Okay. Tereitha Samach Dalet. We're in Samach Gimel and Beis. We've already established that there are two psukim in the Torah. It's really going to be now a third. But there are two psukim in Parashas Mishpatim. They're one pasuk over from each other. One pasuk says, Ki yitein ish el re'ehu kesef o kelim lishmar, v'gunav mi beit ha'ish, im yimatze haganav yishalim shnayim. Right? Someone steals, they pay two. One pasuk later, that's pasuk vav. Pasuk ches says, Al kol dvar pesha, al shara chamasa, al samla, al kol avet shem kiyu zeh, al yirbo Elohim, yirbo dvar shnem, yishalim shnayim l'riyehu. Again, you pay kefo. We had a machlokas. The machlokas was, is one of these psukim talking about a ganav, and one talking about toin tainas ganav, or are they both talking about toin tainas ganav? Okay? That was the machlokas that we had yesterday. Now the Gemara says, Bishloma, right in the middle, Bishloma, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Bishloma lamanda amar chad beganav v'chad betoin tainas ganav, shapir. If you learn that one pasuk is talking about ganav, and one pasuk is talking about toin tainas ganav, shapir, it's good. What's good? You'll see right now. Ella, lamanda amar tavaya betoin tainas ganav. If both those psukim are talking about toin tainas ganav, then ganav atzmo menale. Where do you know that ganav himself pays kefal? If both of these psukim are only talking about a toin tainas ganav, how do we know a regular ganav? Now, do we show him temper that question, because if that's such a serious question, where do we know you pay kefal? Where do you know you pay kefal? All cases, we're going to go through the same thing as yesterday. Well, the klal prak klals. How do you know you pay kefal for regular ganav? Maybe only in certain cases, the cases that are not in the pasuk, like a bird. Okay? Now, you want to tell me, what's a kavachomer? If you pay kefal by a toin tainas ganav, then you certainly pay kefal by a regular ganav. Why is toin tainas ganav better? Because toin tainas ganav, you got the item beheter. Someone said, could you do me a favor, can you please watch this? You got it beheter. And you end up being a ganav. You pay kefal? So for sure, if you break into someone's house, you're going to pay kefal. You want to tell me that's how you know? Can't be. You know why? Diolav menadin lios kinidon. We can't be more machmir than a toin tainas ganav. Malahalam b'shvua. In order for a toin tainas ganav to get kate off the ground, it has to be a shvua. The shomer has to swear it got stolen. Really, he stole it. But he has to swear to that. Afkan b'shvua. So too, every ganav has to swear? That's not no halacha like that. That can't be. Right? That can't be. So how do you know if you hold the two psukim in pasuk vav and pasuk ches are talking about a toin tainas ganav? How do you know a regular ganav? Okay? So nafkale, they learn out, mitatana debe chitzkiya, from chitzkiya's vart, from the yeshiva of chitzkiya's vart. Tatana debe chitzkiya, because in chitzkiya's yeshiva, they learn the following pasuk. There's another pasuk. Pasuk gimel in that parak. Pasuk gimel. Pasuk gimel says, it's the pasuk right before shlishi. Im hi matzei ti matzei biyado hagneva, if you find the gneva in the guy's hand, mishar, ad chamor, ad se, chayim, shnayim yishalim. You pay kefil. Now, right away, you know this pasuk is, right away, ready for interpreting. You ready? Again. Im hi matzei ti matzei biyado hagneva, mishar, ad chamor, ad se, chayim. Chayim means alive, right? Why does that say it there? Shnayim yishalim, pay kefil. What do you see? By a regular ganav, pay kefil. That's the bakar. Yomar, it says, shor ugneva. It says in the pasuk the words, shor, where is that? Shor ugneva. It really says it, Amar is going to pick up on it. It really says it the other way around. It really says, hagneva mishor. But gneva means a klal. Gneva means a klal. You steal anything. Shor, chamor, sech, chayim is a prat. Those are prats. And then, well, we don't know where the other klal is. Shnayim yishalim? But how is that a klal? If the Gemara would say it's a klal, it wouldn't surprise me. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it as follows. Right? You understand what's going on here? So, what? Right, one second. So the Gemara says, Shor ugneva. Shor is a prat. Gneva is a klal. Right? V'hakol b'klal. Everything's included. Everything's included. Ilukah, if everything is included, in other words, if all you would have would be shor and the word gneva, Hayiti Omer, I would have said, Ma prat meforish karv lagabi hamizbeach, just like the prat is something that's brought on the mizbeach, namely what? Ashar, af kol karv lagabi hamizbeach. So to anything. Anything brought on the mizbeach. Ma yesh lecha lahavi, what would that include? What else could be brought on the mizbeach? Seh. A seh. However, kishu omer seh, but the pasuk says seh. The pasuk says seh. So haray seh omer, seh is already there. Says already there. So mani mekayim gneva. Why does it say gneva? Obviously, the word gneva is l'rabos kol davar, to include any item, right? To include any item. Now we're going to say the same thing with each word, right?
What's the difference between what we had yesterday and trying to do the same klal prat klal?
Yeah, because there's no klal prat klal here. There's only prat and one klal. We're going to change that. Right now, there's no klal. It says again. I'll read the pasuk to you. It says, "In himatze timatze biyado, in himatze timatze biyado, right? In himatze timatze biyado. If it's found in the guy's hand, hagneva, the gneva, that should be a klal. But then it says, mishar chamor aseh chayim, shor chamor aseh chayim. This might be the only place. There's two places I think in the Torah where the word chayim is mentioned. Chayim, you should know. I think here and in ubachar to b'chayim. Very, very rare word."
Yeah. Learn
about anyway. One second. For what reason? We're going to see in a minute. Shnayim. Right. Already says shor chamor seh. They're all animals. One second. We're going to get to it. Then shnayim mishalim. The Gemara is going to end up saying that the words himatze timatze are the clouds. Himatze timatze. Himatze. You find it. Timatze anyway. And Tosas is going to say that we have this concept of divra Torah kolashim bnei adam. Sometimes when the Torah repeats a word, it's not for a drasha. Tosas said that's the last resort. We never want to say that if we don't have to. That's the last resort that we ever say. That Dibur Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam. Normally, everything in the Torah is used for a drasha. We die, and sometimes we'll say, it says, ish, ish. Why does it ish? Dibur Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam. That's a dochak. We never want to say that. We have better options here. So, I don't know if there's such a thing called prat klal. Is that something? There's only pratim and then it's followed by a klal, which is what the Gemara is assuming here. You have prat klal. You have a bunch of pratim, and then the klal. So, but that's what the Gemara seems to be doing. So, what do we see from here? So far, we've said that from the word gneva, we learn it all. I know you had a question yesterday, Marcel. I didn't have a chance to hear your question, but I'm sorry. Anyway, again, now, yomar shor se ugneva. So what should the Torah have said? The Torah should have said shor, se, and gneva. Ta'kol b'klal. And everything would have been included in the kal. Right? If that would have been true, Hayiti Omer, I would have said, Ma prat meforish, Davar HaKadosh b'vchora. What's special about these pratim? What's special about Shor and Seh? Right? What's special? He's a real Torah Shabbal Pemim. Af kol Davar HaKadosh b'vchora. So to anything that could become a b'chor. Like what? Like Shor, like a Seh, like a Chamor. What are we including? Chamor. Chamor. Kishu omer chamor. Hare chamor omer. Chamor is in the pasuk already. Ha mani mekayim gneva. So again, what do I do with the word gneva? L'rabos kol davar. To include anything. Okay? By the way, the Pnei Yeshua asked your question yesterday, why didn't it just say oaf? And the Pnei Yeshua answers, because from the word seh, we're going to learn dinim of dal v'hei. Because seh is one of the animals you pay dalav v'hei. The whole long, complicated thing. That's a simple answer. They need the seh for drashas for dalav v'hei. As I can tell. Okay. Now, so then, if that's all true, yomar seh chamor. Shor chamor seh v'gneva v'akol b'klal. With those words, I would have everything. Now, ila yisi kachomer. If that would all be in there, I would say as follows: ma prat meforish b'balechayim. So too, all these things are only alive. Af kol balechayim. You only pay kefil if you steal something alive. Ma'yesh l'chalahavi. What would I want to include? Shar balechayim? Other live animals? These are only three. What about if you steal a horse? What if you steal a hippo? How about I know? Kishu omer chayim. Kishu omer chayim. Because it says chayim. Hari chayim amor. It already says chayim. Chayim includes everything alive. Ma'ani mekayim gneva. So again, what do I need the word gneva for? L'rabos kol davar, to include everything. So from this pasuk, Chizkiya learns, I have a din of a shavagaraf. a guy that steals, no matter what he steals. Aye, the pasuk only mentions shor, chamor, seh, and chayim, which are all pratim. Yeah, but with the word geneva, an extra word geneva, I have it all. I include everything. Yechayev, if you steal anything, to kefil. Now we're going to ask the obvious question. Oh, Amar, we just said, yomar shor geneva. We should say shor and geneva. If it would have said shor geneva. So the Gemara says, miksiv shor u geneva? That's not even what it says. It says in the pasuk, geneva vishar hu diksiv. It says geneva and then shor. Which means the kal's written first. The pasuk again, if himatze beyado ha geneva, you find the geneva. Geneva is a klal. Smashma, anything. Then we say shor, seh, shor, ad chamor, ad seh, l'chayim, shnayim, shnayim. There isn't even another klal. Now, v'chi tema, and if you want to tell me that the whole question, the whole chizki's vort was ilu nemar ka'amar, if it would have said it that way, if it would have said shor first, if it would have said shor first, then I would have been able to derive everything. I would have been able to make a grand klal prat and get a god of chayav every kefel. That doesn't make any sense. Ilu nemar shor ugneva. If it would have said shor first and then gneva, umi matzes amarta. How could you say such a thing? That would be umaha prat meforish, have a shor prat. That would make the shor into a prat. The gneva klal and the gneva is a klal prat uklal. Well, then you have what's called a prat and a klal. A prat followed by a klal. The Torah didn't say this. Had the Torah said it, nasa klal, mosif ala prat, the klal comes to add on to the prat, this rabuluhu kol mili, and I would include everything. But Chizki's whole premise was, we're excluding things, and then Geneva comes along and saves the day. But if you want to say, learn, if it would have said, then I would be able to learn everything, if it would have said Geneva first, so, yes, if it would have said Geneva second, it's impossible to make a proposition. Well, Shor would only include live. Shor would only include karbanos. Seh would only include bechor. Chama would only include live animals. It's impossible to say that. If Geneva would have been written second, then automatically everything's included. That's called a prat klal. Prat klal means the klal comes as motive on the prat. What was this whole half phenomenon here?
This is one thing that. Prat. The klal comes to include everything. So what does the prat do exactly?
What?
What does the prat do?
The prat comes to tell you that only things like the prat.
But if the klal includes, it comes to include everything. Well, because it's not just that thing.
If it would only say klal prat,
yeah,
it would only be that one prat.
And it said prat klal?
So now it's saying everything under the sun.
So what's the prat for?
What?
Just do the klal.
I don't know. We've never come up with this. We never saw this before. Prat klal? When did we ever see that? That's what we're saying here now. If it would say, it doesn't say it anyway like that. It doesn't even say that. The whole thing is so straight. It doesn't even say that. If it would have said that, I would have been able to derive all things for a shomer. That a shomer is chayav to be capable of everything. I would have said such a thing. However, the whole discussion here was, I'm being mamai things, and then the gneva comes to save the day. But if you would have a prat and a klal, the gneva wouldn't save anything. There's no meir. I would have said shor. No, I wouldn't have said that. Why? Because Geneva's misrabe. Geneva includes it all. The whole thing is very difficult.
The Gemara knew that in advance?
What?
That Geneva's going to save everything?
No. We started off with a question. How do you know that a ganav pays kefil?
Right.
Right? The only psukim we have, we're talking about Tointainas ganav, which is a shomer who, while watching an object, and you ask him, "Nu, where's the object?" He says, "Oh, it got stolen." And he stole it. Then you pay kefil. What about a regular ganav? I wouldn't know. So Chizki had a pasuk. This is the pasuk we just mentioned. Pasuk Gimel. Perkov Beis. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Mishpatim. But that pasuk only mentions Shor, Chamor, Seh, and Chayim. Right? So we have a whole discussion. Well, how could that be? What if he steals a shirt? What if he steals a horse? So we went.
He's got to put all those things into our
right. So we went through an entire half an amud here. How you derive all those items from this pasuk?
Isn't similar there too?
No, not in pasuk Gimel. It's a different pasuk. There's three pesukim here now, right? So we went through a whole half an amud. How you derive everything out of that pasuk? It says the Gemara doesn't even say that. It says gneva and then the word shor. So it's a klal followed by a prat. So what do you want to tell me? That he was asking the question in the hypothetical. If it would have said the other way around, then I would be able to derive everything from this pasuk. But then I wouldn't need this whole discussion, because the whole thing would be derived instantaneously, because you have a prat of shor, followed by a klal of geneva. And the rule is, we never told this rule before, but the rule is that the klal, followed by a prat, includes everything. So what was the whole discussion going on here? The whole thing doesn't make sense anyway, because it doesn't say that anyway in the Torah. The whole thing is hypothetical. So the whole thing is rejected. Ella kedichsiv ka'amri. So you want to tell me that the pasuk is read as written? It's also a problem. Why? Because then it says geneva v'shar. Right? It says geneva and then shar. Mi matis amarta hakol beklal. And then what? Everything's going to be in the klal? Oh, ma prat maforish havele geneva klal. V'shar prat. Now you have? It was called a klal and a prat. Ein b'klal el mashav prat. Shor in midyach minilo. There's no second klal. As Rashi is going to say in Amud Beis, the second klal is the kicker. Without the second klal, all you have left is a klal and a prat. And if it's a klal and a prat, your question's a good question. Then why does the Torah have to say the klal? If all we want to be mechayev you is shor, you only chayev kefil if you steal a shor. By the way, that's not such a crazy thing. You only chayev dal dehe with a shor and a seh. Wouldn't be so crazy. You only chayev kefil. If you steal a shor, you steal something else, you only chayev karen. Where dal dehe come from? Dal dehe is a model like that. For certain things, the chayev worse. But then why would the Torah have to say the klal? Right? Okay, good question, but notwithstanding the question, that's what a klal prat means. The prat means, if the Torah is being specific, only that. Klal, prat, only that. So there's no second klal here.
But we know that it's only from a tautolim, so that has to be something. The prat has to be something to
No, no, because if there's no second, that's the klal, prat, klal. If there's no second klal, then only that object, only a shor. Not something like a shor, not a cow, well, it's like a shor, not a dog, well, it's almost like a shor. No, only a shor. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tana Achayim Kasamachle. The word Chayim is a second klal. Right? So again, it's Gneva, it's a klal. Steal anything. Shor, Chamor, Seh, Chayim, anything alive. That's another klal. What do you have? Klal Prat Klal, Ka'amale. You have a klal Prat Klal. What does that include? That includes everything we're going to see. If you have such a klal Prat Klal, it's going to include anything like a live animal. We'll see. But the Gemara has a different problem with this klal Prat Klal. The Gemara says, V'holo dami klal basra l'kol l'kama. The second klal has nothing to do with the first klal, which is a rule in klal Prat Klal. The first klal is Gneva, and the second klal is live. That's apples and oranges.
But the second klal is restricted.
What?
It's telling you high.
I know. It's a separate problem. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that on number base. The Gemara is going to mention that on number base. It's restrictive anyway, because it's only right. It's not abroad. Like the classic klal prat klal of Ma'aser Sheni. What could you bring to Yerushalayim? B'chol asher tavin afshecha, whatever you want. Tzon, bakar, yayin, shechar, b'chol, whatever you want. It says whatever you want. Then it says specific items. Then it says whatever you want. Klal, whatever you want. Prats, and then another klal. So what do we say? Anything like those prats. It has to be something that grows from the ground, right? Has to be something that can produce, not salt, not water, right? That's like the classic klal prat klal. What kind of klal prat klal is this? It says Gneva is the klal and Chayim is the klal? So the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara is going to reject it. Oh, ha, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, the Bechi Haikavna, Darshi klal prat klal. Darshi klal yuprati. He darshens it. He says it's not such a big deal. You're allowed to have a klal prat klal where the klal and the klal don't have anything to do with each other. Okay? So we got out of that problem. Now that we've said that, we're going to read the entire question on Chizkiya again with this understanding. With the understanding that the klal prat klal now is chayim. The second klal is the word chayim. With that understanding, we're going to reinterpret the whole question. What was our vachi kakashale? Now the question is as follows. Again, we started off by saying that Chizkiya learns from this pasuk that you chayev for all things that you steal. Kefel. If that's true, then imhimatze timatze lamali. Why do I need the words imhimatze timatze? The pasuk starts off, imhimatze timatze biyado hagneva. Right? Mishar, achamar, atzel, sava, chayim, shnayim mishalim. The words imhimatze timatze are extra. It should just say in the Torah, if somebody steals anything, Shnayim Mishalim, of course, obviously has to be caught. If it's not caught, he's not going to ever have to pay. So those words are extra. So the Gemara says, Yomar Shor Gnev of a Chayim. You should say Shor Gnev and Chayim. Taklo beklal. Everything's in the klal. Right? So the Gemara says, Ilu Kain, if that would be true, if it would only say Gneva, klal, Shor, Prat, Chayim, klal, if that would be true, Hayisi Omer, Ma Prat Maforish, Darva Karv Lakal Yamizbeach, just like a Prat is singled out, it's something that can be brought on the Mizbeach, Af Kol HaKarv Lakal Yamizbeach, so too anything brought on the Mizbeach. Now, by the way, why did the Gemara pick that issue about a Shor? How about if you say, just like a Shor has horns, so too, only if you steal an animal with horns. But the Gemara doesn't say that. What made the Gemara pick this issue about Shor more than any other? I don't know. Right? I don't know the answer to that question. Ma yesh l'chavi. What do we want to include by this? What else can we brought in the Mizbeach? Seh can be brought. Seh. But Kishu Omer Seh. But it already says Seh. So Harei Seh Omer. So Seh is already written. So we can't include Seh. Seh is already in the Pasuk. Hamani Mekayim Gneva. So what does the extra word Gneva teach me? L'rabos kol davar. It includes everything. Fine. Now, again, Yom HaGneva, Shor, Seh, V'chayim, V'akol B'klal. It's all good. Everything's a klal prat klal. So, Il Kein HaYisi, Omer, if it would have said only those words, Maha Prat, Meforish, Darva HaKadosh, B'Bechorah, so like the Prat is something that is Kadosh or the Bechor, I've called Darva HaKadosh, B'Bechorah, so to anything Kadosh or the Bechor. I could have said, those two things are kosher animals, so only if you steal kosher animals. The Gemara doesn't say that. Why? I don't know. What? Ah, because the Gemara picked something that applies to a chamor. What? Bechor. Why are they going to do that? I don't know. Ma yeshlecha lahavi chamor. What do we include by that? A chamor. Chamor is the only trait animal that could become a bechor. Right? Has a special kind of kedusha, even though it's not a kosher animal. It can't be brought as a carbon, but it's the din of a bechor. You have to redeem it or break its neck. Kishu omer chamor. So, but the pasuk already says chamor. So harei chamor omer. Chamor is already said. Hamani mekayim gneva. So again, what does Gneva do? What does it teach me? The Rabbah's called Davar. It includes everything. Now, Yomar Gneva, Vishor, Vesev, Chamor, Vachayim. That's called Beklal. So the Gemara says, Ilukei, the easy Omer. If that's true, I would have said, Ma'a Prat, Meforish, Balechayim. These things are only alive. Afkol, Balechayim. All things that are alive. Ma'yesh l'chalahavi. What do I want to include? Shar, Balechayim. Other live things? Kishomer, Chayim. It already says, it ends up saying Chayim. Harbi Chayim, Amor. Hamani Mikayim Gineva, what do I do with Gineva? L'rabos kol davar, to include everything. If all that's true, then in Himatze Timatze Lamali. What do we need Himatze Timatze for? Those words are entirely extra in this pasuk. Ihachi, says the Gemara. Oh, Shapir Kashala, that's a good kasha. That was a kasha. That's a good kasha on Chizkiyah. We had a whole long vort. How to get Gineva out of this pasuk for every item, good, but then the words are extra. Says the Gemara. Mishum de Islay Pircha. You know why? Because you have a pircha. What's the pircha? L'rabos kol davar mehechi kamaisi lo. Where do we learn out everything from? Simcha, this is your point. Miklal basra. From the second klal. Miklal basra. Klala gufe chayim ksiv bei. Right? It only says the word chayim. The second klal only says the word chayim. Klal prat klal. Mai kamahani lo. What does it help me, this klal prat klal? Ilasuye kol davar. How can it include every item? Hachayim ksiv. How does that include a shirt? How does that include a chair? It's at the word chayim. Balechayim in, midyachmini lo. Only live animals are going to be included in this pasuk. Mishum hachi yistruk im himatze. It had to say im himatze. Now we're going to say that himatze timatze are the klals and are the klals. And even though they're next to each other and the pratim are afterwards, that's not such a problem. Let's look at the Rashi, the second Rashi, and the second line. Kol hechad maisi lo mikal basra kol guf l'chayim ksive. Klomar, itzdruch im himatze timatze. You have it? Third line there in Rashi. We have to have im himatze timatze. Te'i migneva v'chayim darashta l'klal. If we're going to use those two words, gneva and chayim, ikal mifrach l'shar dvar mehecha maisi lo. How do we know other items? Miklal basra. Daf kol klala. Guf echayim ksivbe. Why? The kol hecha de dashinan. Listen to this episode. The kol hecha de dashinan klal prad klal. Whenever we have a klal prad klal, af kol klala basra midrash. It's really the second klal that's the kicker. Why? The klala kama limiute huda asa. It's counterintuitive, but it's what Rashi is saying is so true. The first klal is really a miut. Even though the word klal means a generalization. It's really a miyut. Why? Dibalav ihu Because if not for the first klal, have a prat u klal. What would we have? We would have a prat followed by a klal. What would we say in such a case? When you have a prat followed by a klal, the Gemara said in Naman Aleph, everything's included, the whole world's included. The first klal is really helping you being mamayit things. Right? Because I wouldn't have it out of prat, like we said before, shor, then geneva, everything's under the sun is included. So the first klal really is a miyut. This Rabbi Kol Mili, Umahani Klal Lakama, the first klal comes, Lima'ute Maidilo Dharmale Laprata, to exclude things not like the prat. Like this, like, you know? But it's so true. Uklal Abasra Libruye Asi. The second klal is the one that comes to change the whole landscape. The Lav Ihu Havale Klalu Prat. If I wouldn't have that klal, I would have a klal on a prat. Then Bakal Abasra Prat. Hilkach, therefore, lo darshin amine el balechayim, I would only darshin balechayim, ubatile klal, but the whole thing is bottle. Dafagat the darish tani, fine. Right? So what Rashi is saying is so true. It's always the second klal that's the kicker.
That's only because you have the problem in between.
And also because you have the first klal. That's exactly what it, right? Each one of them helps. But now, looking back on it in retrospect, looking back after we see the klal, prod, klal, we realize it's only the second klal. Right? Because if I wouldn't have the first klal, I would include everything. If I wouldn't have the second klal, I would include nothing. So it's really the second klal that forms what we're learning out over here, this klal prat klal. So the word chayev, that doesn't make any sense. There would only be live animals. And that's not true. That if you steal a chair, you're not chayev kefil? So, the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. Therefore, Mishum hachi istrach im himatze. That's why I need the pasuk of the words of himatze. Amri, wait a minute. Fani shnei klalos desamchi hadadinenu. But then the two klalos next to each other. Himatze timatze. Himatze a klal, timatze a klal. Then I have four pratim. So the Gemara says, Amravina kadami barava kol makam shatamotze shtei klalos hasmuchem zelazeh. Whenever you have such a situation with two klalos next to each other, it's not such a big deal. Hatel prat beinehem, put the prat in between. Imagine they're there. Vidonam beklal uprat, and learn klal prat. It's okay. They don't have to be klal followed by pratim followed by a klal. You got the two klals next to each other, and the pratim are later on in the pasuk. It's okay too. Shadai shor bein himatze letimatze. Stick the shor in between the two himatzes. Lilsuye mai to include what? Ilatsuye balechayim. It can't include live animals. Why not? Because michayim nafkut. That's the word chayim. It says live animals. Ella, what would it mean? Latsuye davar she'ein balechayim. It must include not live things. Vidarish hachi. And do it as follows. Ma prama forish davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. Just like a shor. It's metaltelin. And it's worth something. Afkal davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. So too, only something that's worth something. The as opposed to what? As opposed to a shtar. Star is intrinsically not worth anything. It's a worthless piece of paper. Oh, it says I owe you $1 million. That's a representative value. That's not gufo mamon. V'shad v'su shdai chamor b'ini matze l'tzi matze. Stick the word chamor in there. L'tzi yimai. What does that come to include? I l'tzi yidavish ein balechayim. If it comes to include non-live things, mishar nafka. That's what char came along to do. El l'tzi yidavah hamesuyim. It comes to include davah hamesuyim. You only chayef is something that has a mark. You're not chayav something if you can't identify the item. Okay? Which we're going to get to later on in the Masechta. Now, ihachi selamli. What do we need the word set for? Now, I don't know why the Gemara did not answer to exclude karka. I don't know why they didn't answer that question. So now, what do we say? Because you don't pay kefil if you steal karka.
That's right.
You don't pay kefil if you steal karka. It's an exclusion. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say that. I just don't know. What does the Gemara do now? You're right. It's all rejected. Right. So each prat now teaches me a different meal.
Yeah, so there is no karka.
What do you mean? What if you steal karka? Right. Exactly. Therefore, you don't pay kefil. That's why. Now the Gemara says. Then the word.
You don't have to learn it.
What?
It's not something that we're learning. You don't learn it out from there.
Where do you learn it out from?
Karka.
Yeah.
We don't. That's why you don't pay kefil.
But live animals are not in this list, and you have to pay kefil for them. So what do we learn from Seth?
Well, you said.
So the Gemara says nothing. The Gemara is stuck. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. So the Gemara says, the whole thing is rejected. I don't have an answer for you. What about Karka? I don't know. So Gemara rejects this entire answer. The whole thing is rejected. Elo, you know what we have to do now? We have to resort to our good old friend of ribui miyut ribui. Ella, ribui umiyut v'riba. What's the difference in ribui miyut and riba, as opposed to klal prad klal? The difference is that with ribui miyut ribui, everything in the world is included except for one thing. With klal prad klal, more things are excluded. Shtar, karka, avadim. With ribui miyut ribui, only one thing in the world is going to be excluded. Okay? Ella ribu miyad ribuhu. It's fascinating. We say every morning Rishmol Omer, and we don't mention ribu miyad ribu. It's not in the list. Now the yeshiva Rishmol learned ribu miyad ribu. So the Tosfos and Shavuot said it must be that it's really included in Klal Prad Klal. It's like an offshoot of Klal Prad Klal. Has to be. Otherwise, how can the same yeshiva not learn his? Doesn't make any sense.
A watered down version of it.
It's not a watered down version. It's a bigger, better version. It's more things. It's more things. According to Ribui Miyut Ribui, maybe Chayav Kefil is still a star. Maybe, I don't know. So, the Tanna Devei Shmuel, it says in the Torah, B'mayim, B'mayim, Beis Pa'amim. It says in the Torah that by talking about which fish you're allowed to eat, it says, Ezet Tochlu, Mikol Asher B'mayim, whatever you find in water, Kol Asher Lo Snapper V'shkeses, B'mayim, in water, again it says in water, then it says, Bayamim, in the rivers, Benachalim, in the streams. Why does it say that? Why does it have to specify where? It says the Gemara, Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, Bamayim, Bamayim, Beis Pa'amim. Ein zeh klal prat. That's not a klal uprat. Because if it's a klal uprat, where, what fish that are not kosher can you eat? In other words, if it's a klal uprat, there are certain pratim that are not included. What are those? You ever saw a non-kosher fish that you're allowed to eat? A fish that doesn't have fins and scales that you're allowed to eat? With a klal prad klal, that would be the rule. Some fish, you'll be allowed to, some trade for fish, you'd be allowed to eat. Why? Because with a klal prad klal, some things are excluded. With a ribu, mi, and ribu, only one thing's excluded. What the thing that's excluded is, I'm not sure what this is the case, but fish that are created in a kli. That's what Gemara and Chulin said. Those fish are trade for you're allowed to eat them. I don't know what that is. Because it's nothing like Yam, Nachal, streams, rivers, right? Tributaries, nothing like that. That's mutter. What that is, I don't know. But with a klal uprat klal, there'd be more trade for fish you could eat. So it's just impossible. Right? Why? Because again, klal uprat klal, there are more things that are not in the prat. More things left out. What are they? I don't know. Maybe an ocean that's not a stream of water that's not like a river or a stream, whatever that could be. So with ribui miyut, the only thing we say is kalim. Fish created in kalim. Not sure what that is. But Elo Ribui Miyut Ribui, Riba Hakol, my Rabbi Kolmili. What do we include? Not aware that fish are. Ihachi Kalhani Pratalamali. Then, now fine, good. Now if it's true that I'm going to use now Klal Prat Klal, then what's excluded off the list? So the Gemara says, Chad Limute Karka, one of those words excludes Karka, Chad Limute Avadin, Chad Limute Shtaros. Those things are not, and you don't pay careful if you steal those things. Now, I told you that ribui only excludes one thing, yet each word excludes one thing. Fine. Gneva v'chayim, what about the words gneva v'chayim? That, l'kidarav. The Amar Achia, the Amar who says, Achia l'keren ke'ein shaganav. You pay the keren at the time of the theft. In other words, you steal an animal, and then a month later you're caught, but now a month later that animal is worth triple the price. You don't pay that price. You pay at the time you stole it. Okay. And if the court owner holds that one, now, okay, getting back, this whole Gemara was premised on Amanda Amar who held that the two psukim of Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Ches were both talking about Toin Tainas Ganav. But if you hold that one of those psukim was talking about a Toin Tainas Ganav and one was talking about a regular Ganav, then what do I do with Pasuk Gimel? That's a total. Right. And he learns that a regular ganav from pasuk vav of imhimatzi, so then imhimatzi timatzi my darish pay. What to do with pasuk gimel, right? So the Gemara says, "Be boiler the kiddurav of arhiloi, the rav of arhiloi, my time of the rav." Why does Rav hold the Amar who says, "Mod the beknas"? If you admit that you stole it, v'achach bo edim, and then edim run in, you know that the edim are running to the courthouse, so you get there before them. You run faster. Just to admit it, you know you're caught anyway. Anyway, it's over. The question is, are you going to pay kefil or are you going to pay keren? So I'll run to court and I'll quickly be modeh before they get to it. You could do that. You know what? Then you're going to be patur on the kefil. How do I know? The ksiv says, if you catch me, im hamate be'edim, timate b'dayanim, with edim or dayanim, then you're going to be pay kefil. Prat, but exclude lemashia et atzmo. You admit, even though the edim are on, you're opening up, you pass them by in the elevator, right? You pass them on the staircase, you get to the room before them, that's okay, you patur. Why? Because he must say, they have to catch you. They didn't catch you. Ulaman Dharma Tavayu but Torrentine is Ganov. And according to both who hold that both Plukim are talking about Torrentine is Ganov, the high and he must say Timate Mapakla Ganov Atmo. So Mashiach Atmo Minolan. How do you know that if you do that, if you admit yourself, you potter, even if the Eidim are running down the hall? Me'asher Yashin Elohim, Flo Hashiyas Atmo. The judges have to make it you. Not if you do it, it's a different pasuk. Not if you do it yourself. So what does he do with the word hashion? So hahumi b'ayle for the following: lemoda b'knas the potter. That if you're moda on a knas, you are potter. How's that different? Even if they don't come, right? Uman darma tavar b'torin tanas ganav k'tzav moda b'knas achach bo'edim chayev. No, he holds that if you do that, you are chayev. If you admit. Because you know the Eidim are running down the hall, you don't get out of the kefil. It's a machlokas. Ulaman darma chad beganav. Vechad betorintain is ganav. Denafkale ganav mehasam. So the good. Now listen to this. Bishalom and mimatze timatze lekad rabba bahar niloi. Abel kolhani pratu lamali. Why do we need all these pratim? In other words, if I hold that they're all learned out from the other psukim, I already know all this. What are all these pratim doing here? So the Gemara says, this is like a principle which could answer so many problems you always have in the parsha. Kol parsha shenemar v'nishnitz, whenever a parsha is repeated, lo nishnitz elo davar shenis chadish ba. You're right, it could very well be that the Torah will repeat things with absolutely no chidish. There's one chidish there. Why does the Torah say shor, chamor, seh? Those three words are already written three psukim later. Five psukim later. Right? It says, kol davar pesha al shor, chamor, al seh, al samla. Why is there Sharchamar said Kael and Chayim? It's already repeated. You're right. The Torah does that. There's one extra chiddush in there. What's the chiddush? That if you're Mashiach Atzmo, you don't have to pay. Ain't a chinami. The Torah repeats itself without chiddushim. You're right. Happens. Veima. Let's say Ganav Atzmo b'Shavua. Maybe if you steal yourself, you have to make a Shavua. Maybe you have to make a Shavua. But Torah Tain is Ganav. The only way you're paying Kael is if you make a Shavua. Maybe the same, we started off this way. We started off the whole daf with this question. Maybe we say the same thing. So the Gemara says, lo salka dayatav, don't think that. The Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omar, shnayim mishalim, shalom b'shavua, without a shavua. Ata Omar, shalom b'shavua, oveid ha'ela b'shavua. No, maybe there is a shavua. Amar to lo kachoye, impossible. My lo kachoye, what does that mean, impossible? Amar abaya, lo lichtov rachmona shnayim mishalim beganav. It didn't even have to say the whole thing. Lazy be kalvachomer, and I'll have a kalvachomer. Mitoran tanis ganav, my toran tanis ganav, behetera asiliyade. It comes to you, behetera. Why? I asked you to watch it for me. That's not an avera. Now you had a taiva, you said a kastola, really, you kept it. Amrakrol, l'shalim, trey, you paid double. Ganav atmo, debisur, l'yode, lo kolshkin? For sure. Ela, shnayim, yishalim, kidiksiv rachmana, beganav atmo. Lamali, then why is it repeated? Afilu below shavua. Even without a shavua, we started off by saying that's a good improper kal v'chomer because of dayo. Now we say it's a pasuk. Pasuk tells me absolutely not. There is no shavua by a regular ganav, only by a Torah tanis ganav. Okay, I admit so it's not easy, but the logic is there. The svaras are there, and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.